The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akosua Yamboa. In the headlines, new base pay on single spine salary structure announced. ECOWAS Parliament discusses sub-regional integration. Government secures $240 million to facilitate work on child and maternal block at Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. Anglican Diocese of Accra gets new bishop. President Wade of Senegal okays election runoff. And UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urges Angolan government to distribute all wealth evenly.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
ECOWAS Parliament is holding its first parliamentary seminar on the role of ECOWAS Parliament in the West African integration process. Vice President John Dramani Mahama, who opened the seminar, commended the Parliament's contribution in conflict resolution and election monitoring in member states. He, however, expressed concern about the unofficial physical barriers existing along the sub-regional highways. These, he said, are a major hindrance to the movement of goods, people and services across the sub-region. The Vice President appealed to Nigeria to exert her leadership to move the integration process forward, since its economy is the largest in the sub-region. The Speaker of Parliament, Mrs. Joyce Bamford Adu, advised ECOWAS parliamentarians to create synergies in place of rivalry between Anglophone and Francophone countries and commit themselves to the course of accelerating sub-regional integration. My parliamentary correspondent, Issa Shaibu, reports.
We'll be meeting at the International Conference Center for an opening ceremony to attend the seminar with the theme, The Role of the ECOWAS Parliament in the West African Integration Process. For a very long time, we have been with ECOWAS hostile. That is to say, even people are not aware of the activities of the ECOWAS Parliament, particularly the Commission in general. And then we decided that we have to bring out for people to know exactly the activities of ECOWAS Parliament. And we always say integration of people rather than states, so that we try to see how to improve the movement between the borders, border crossing and trading activities, so that we should see ourselves more of one group in a sub-region. That see ourselves in our respective blocks in Ghana, Togo, Benin, Ivory Coast, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and the rest.
Our parliamentary correspondent is Issa Shaibu. The pilot biometric voters registration by the Electoral Commission has ended. The registration was to identify challenges and provide an extra layer of proof that registered voters are who they claim to be. It has so far been described as successful and devoid of any major hitches. The Ayawaso District Electoral Officer Abdul Rashid said most people who visited the center were educated about what was expected of them. He, however, said some people could not readily provide their demographic information. Cynthia Boateng has more.
The Electoral Commission began the pilot biometric registration on 25th of this month. Before the exercise took off, the Electoral Commission stated that the biometric registration will help curtail the problems associated with the registration during elections. It's noted that a lot of education has been done to ensure the success of the exercise nationwide. Today being the last day of registration, Radio Ghana's visit to the St. Kizito Catholic Church in the Ayawaso district shows that the exercise has been smooth. The electoral officer in charge, Abdul Rashid, outlined the process one has to go through to be registered.
We have the registration officer at the first table, the first point of call. You get there and they take your biographic data, complete the form, and then you thumbprint on the form. Then after that, you move to the next desk, which is the data entry clerk's desk, where they enter your details onto the chip and then take your fingerprints, all the 10 fingerprints. And then after that, they take your photograph as a picture and then confirm whatever details you have brought from the registration of before they print out the form for you with your picture and everything.
He said about 334 people have successfully gone through the process, which is an indication that patronage has been encouraging.
The exercise has actually met our expectation. The first few days were thinking that the people would not come, because if they had come even in their numbers on the first day, we could have covered a lot for the purpose of just motivating the public We have some t-shirts that we give to the applicants who come to register.
An officer at the center said that the center has not recorded any major challenge. She explained how they are able to handle issues regarding the demographic information.
Yes, everybody who comes to register is supposed to be from the Iowa district. So the space there for district in the first one, on the D-Day when people come to register, they are supposed to be registering from a particular district. If, for example, somebody comes here and is from Okaigwe, I will not register the person. That is on the real registration. So as for that one, you familiarize yourself with the district. And we are also required to fill these forms yourself. So you figure out what is required in each state. That is for the biographic forms. For example, there are people who come with their daughters or their sons to spell for them. There are also others that, for example, there are some of the personnel here who are from distinctive ethnic groups. So if the person sitting in the seat is not familiar with it, those other people will help and then will write it out.
Some residents in the area told Radio Ghana that they have not gone to register because they have not heard about the exercise.
Oh yes, I've heard about it, but I haven't registered. I don't know where the registration areas are. I'm still listening to those who are doing the registration, the directions that they will give us.
Yes, I know about it. I don't know where to do the registration. So many people don't know even what the biometric registration is, how to go about it. And I was listening to the radio and people seem to know next to nothing about it.
Although the pilot program ends today, intensive education will start from 24th of March to the 5th of May this year. This is to enable individuals to fully understand the registration process to help them to vote appropriately.
That was Cynthia Boateng's report on the just-ended pilot biometric registration exercise. A member of the NDC National Communication Team, Abu Kasangabata, says Ghanaians in border communities have a patriotic duty to prevent non-citizens from taking part in the biometric voters registration exercise. Mr. Kasangabata challenged leaders of political parties to encourage all citizens to see the registration exercise as a national duty, not intended to serve the interests of any one party. Mr. Kasangabata spoke to Bright Agama.
Any reform comes with changes, problems and challenges. Let us all work assiduously to ensure that these reforms come to stay, because I believe that we are not going back after this biometric exercise, as an electoral reform process is to also minimize incidents of multiple registration.
So when it comes to issues of registration, you will see parties trying to be very selfish, trying to encourage only their members to register. How are you encouraging members of your party and even all those in other parties to see the need to go and register?
This exercise is not limited to NDC, MPP or PNC or any other political party. We are urging every citizen of Ghana to come out and register and participate effectively.
In this registration, especially those of you in the border regions, we tend to have people from the neighboring countries would want to come and register in order to give advantage to one political party or the other. What are you doing to discourage people who are not Ghanaians and may want to register?
We have engaged NCC, the District Information Service team, and the opinion leaders, stakeholders, especially chiefs and union committee members, assembly members, to be more vigilant to ensure that especially districts or regions that are sharing boundaries with our neighboring countries like Cote d'Ivoire, Burkina Faso, and other areas to be more vigilant. Because this is an exercise that is limited to the citizens of this country, not foreigners. And this reform is a panacea for credible election that will really sustain and consolidate our democratic credentials in this country. As a political party or entity, we are making sure to ensure that foreigners will not get the opportunity to participate in this particular exercise. The procedure of taking part in a country election are clearly spelled out in the 1992 Constitution that is mandated with legal connotation. And we are urging our colleagues from other political divides to also ensure that we don't encourage foreigners to participate in this particular national exercise. It's a national exercise because it will enable the country to develop a consolidated data bank, which we can use to plan, which we can use to allocate logistics or resources to community A, district or region. It will enable us to have a pictorial voter population of the country. It will also enable the country to realign and create new constituencies in the country.
You heard a member of the NDC National Communication Team, Abu Kasangabata, calling on citizens in border communities not to connive with non-Ghanaians to take part in the biometric voters registration exercise. The Unemployed Graduates Association of Ghana has called on the Electoral Commission to, as a matter of urgency, engage the services of the association in the upcoming biometric exercise. It says moves by the Electoral Commission to use teachers for the exercise will only disadvantage pupils and students. It has therefore sent an SOS to the government to intervene. Justice Kujo Entry is the spokesperson for the association. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. 96.5.
95.7.
95.7.
Yes. Okay. Now, is your call not too late since the biometric exercise has almost begun?
Yeah, thank you very much. Good evening and good evening to your listeners. The call hasn't really come too late because we just started the pilot. And for us, I think when the Ghana Education Service mentioned that they could no longer supply teachers for this exercise and suggested the unemployed graduates who, as we all know, has a very high figure population. So we have been waiting, expecting for any response from the Electoral Commission to be part of the exercise. And so with this press release, like I really mentioned, as a matter of urgency, because after the pilot, you know, the next line of action will be the real exercise which will take off. So it hasn't really come too late. And we think that the time is now for the Electoral Commission to decide.
Did you say any of it, did you say some of your members have applied?
Actually, it will interest you to know that even the advertisement for the people who do or who undertake the exercise, I'm not sure, I mean, you and I, or it was really announced. Then what we really heard was that the teachers were no longer going to be allowed to take up the exercise. So it was something that we can say was pre-programmed, and the interviews and what have you that they've mentioned was done at the blind side of the numerous unemployed graduates. Because, like I keep saying, we would have taken this opportunity to do our best and deliver.
So how many members do you have, and do you think it will be adequate for this registration exercise?
Thank you very much. The statistics as at now is that we have over 85,000 graduates from the polytechnics and the various universities. And believe you me, the universities keep increasing day by day. We have the private universities with the colleges and all that running diploma and degree programs. We classify these people as part of the graduates that we're talking about. So we have about 85,000 of graduates who are unemployed. But the members of our association are over 15,000.
So what are you going to do now?
Thank you very much. What we are going to do, and I would want to place this on record, that this call is not from us alone. We have had the clergy, we have had the Ghana Education Service, we have had calls from all walks of people saying that this exercise, because you heard recently that the political parties were saying no, you're not allowing teachers because of ABC, others are saying no, we want to. So we are saying that we are neutral and we are best qualified for this exercise. We are unemployed. They should let us use this opportunity to employ ourselves and work for Mother Ghana. This is a humble appeal we are making to the Electoral Commission.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. You're most welcome.
You heard Justice Entry of the Unemployed Graduates Association of Ghana. To ensure credible, transparent, accountable, and violence-free polls, SAG Ghana, a multi-donor organization, has allocated more than $4 million to support 45 civil society organizations. The program manager of the organization, Laurentia Adams, said the role of civil society in Ghana's democracy is important to ensure well-organized elections devoid of intimidation and conflict. Rosalind Boateng and Linda Aite were there and have come through with this report.
Star Ghana is a multi-donor pooled funding mechanism which aims at increasing the influence of civil society and parliament in the governance and management of public resources. The mechanism is funded by Danish International Development Agency, DANIDA, and the European Union, EU. It seeks to improve the level of accountability and responsiveness of government, traditional authorities, and the private sector to the Ghanaian citizenry. Mrs. Laurentia Adams, who is the program manager, said Ghana has made significant gains in her democratic governance and has been praised for meeting key international and regional standards. However, the involvement of civil society organizations in the upcoming elections will create the desire to avoid conflict.
This initiative is underscored by staff's recognition of the critical role that civil society and other non-state actors have to play in consolidating Ghana's democracy and to ensure that the elections are organized and take place devoid of intimidation and conflict.
Mrs. Adams noted that out of the 99 applications received, 45 organizations were shortlisted and approved from community-based groups to national-level organizations. The organizations include the media, research and policy advocacy organizations, as well as civil society groups all over the country.
The key areas in the election process that were identified by an analysis that we did, ranging from voter registration, campaigning, voting, counting, tallying of results, and other areas that were identified as areas that would need support in ensuring that the process is free and fair. The call was open to any legally registered Ghanaian civil society organization or non-state actor.
Mrs. Adams encouraged the media to apply for the education sponsorship package, which is to be set up next month.
A report by Roslyn Boating and Linda Aiti.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
This is Radio Ghana's 6 o'clock news package, the major stories. New base pay on singles fine salary structure announced. ECOWAS Parliament discusses sub-regional integration. Government secures $240 million to facilitate work on child and maternal block at Komfuanochi Teaching Hospital. Anglican Diocese of Accra gets new bishop. President Wade of Senegal okays election runoff, and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urges Angolan government to distribute all wealth evenly. Stay with us. The Public Service Joint Standing Negotiating Committee has announced an 18% increase in the base pay and pay point relativity. The daily base pay is therefore 4.84%, while the pay point relativity is 1.7%. Payment of the new salary will be effected at the end of April. A statement issued after the completion of the committee said payment for the 3 months arrears from January to March 2012 would be effected in August 2012. The committee is made up of the TUC representing the labor associations and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission representing the government. They make up the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiating Committee. They're joined on the line. What does the committee mean by new base pay and pay point relativity?
You may be aware that the single spine salary structure goes through an annual review. So since its introduction, every year, the public sector negotiation machinery, which is made up of unions, associations, and institutions, who are all employees of government, need to look at the review. The contention is every year after reviewing the national minimum wage, which is supposed to be lower than the public sector minimum, we always review that one to ensure an increase. So what has been done today means then that all public sector workers, if you review the base by 18%, it means an increase of 18% on the current salaries of all public sector workers.
When will this take effect?
It's effective 1st January, and the agreement we had today was that it will be implemented in April. and then the differentials, the 3 month differentials, will be paid in August. You may be aware that there is an agreed schedule of payment of the back pay that emanated from the implementation of the single spine, which will be finished in July. So the 3 months back pay for 2012 will as well also be paid in August.
Normally, what are the chips in your negotiations with government on emoluments?
Come again?
Normally, what are the chips in your negotiations with government on emoluments?
Oh, this is specifically on public sector pay, which we all know is called single spine. And then the structure has been developed, if you may be aware, almost our 98% of public sector workers have been migrated onto the salary structure. The demands of that arrangement is that with time, and particularly annually, we needed to review the base pay and also look at relativities. The base pay is the least paid person on the structure. So the moment an increase is agreed, it reflects on everybody on the salary structure. So that's exactly what has been done. We retain the pay point relativity still at 1.7 and then increase the base pay by 18%.
What are the indicators that inform the setting of the new base pay?
Apparently, it has to do with all the requirements for pay review, which takes account of inflation, cost of living, and other related economic indicators. So I will look at all those things and then try to restore, the loss in the face value of incomes. So all these things were taken into account. And also, I must also emphasize, also based on what is in the kitty, our government revenues, all these factors were taken into account in determining that they stay for 2012.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's a pleasure.
You heard the Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah. President John Evans Atta Mills has assured market women and petty traders of their share of government's Better Ghana agenda. In this regard, government will rehabilitate all major markets beginning from Accra. This came to light when President Mills visited the Mamubi, Nima and Malamata markets. Our presidential correspondent Sethia reports.
All trading activities at the Mamubi, Nima and Malata markets were temporarily halted as President Mills moved through the stalls amid shouting, singing and dancing by the traders, buyers and NDC supporters. Some enthusiastic women at the Mamubi market shared their joy with Radio Ghana. President Mills asked the women to have confidence in his government. He promised them that government will not disappoint them. At the Nima market, the women used all available empty tins as drums amid shouting to welcome President Mills. The market queen expressed gratitude to President Mills for the efforts being made to rehabilitate the market.
For President,
The Nima Market women were not only happy for the president's visit, but also asked for God's blessings for him. The Malamata market is 60 years this year. However, the AMA chief executive, Alfred Van der Poel, told President Mills that plans for its rehabilitation have been approved and work will begin in the next 2 months. President Mills reassured the women that the rehabilitation of the market should help them celebrate the 60th anniversary in a conducive environment. The market queen, Asafuanye Ogbede, noted that since the market was relocated, it has not seen any rehabilitation. She was happy that, at long last, their worries will soon be over. The visit to the market is the beginning of a series to be embarked upon by President Mills, says Iyia, reporting for Radio Ghana.
The Archdeacon of Accra is Venerable Dr. Daniel Silvanus Mensah Toto, has been elected the next Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Accra. He is the ninth Bishop of the Diocese. His appointment takes effect when the current Bishop, Dr. Justice Osei Akufo, retires on the 29th of October this year. He was elected from a list of 11 contestants by a special synod. We have on the line Bishop Silvanus Mensah Toto. Good evening, sir, and congratulations on your new appointment. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel very humble about this position because out of 11 people for you to be selected, you see the hand of God in it. So I feel very humble and waiting on the Lord.
What's your vision for your diocese and Anglicans in general?
Excuse me?
What is your vision for your diocese and Anglicans in general?
Okay, the broad vision that I have for the diocese is to make sure that wherever we are at the moment, it moves on and grows in a larger perspective than we have now. So my vision is to look at the growth, and the growth will look at the areas of evangelism, proclamation, and the social, economic, and political services of the church, what I will look at for the enhancement and the growth of the church.
Could you be more specific?
Could I be more specific?
Please.
Yes, in being specific, we're going to look at the outreach ministry. The rural ministry is where our focus will be in area of evangelism so that the unreached will be reached. And their needs, the social needs, like schools, hospitals, and clinics, which we are already doing, will be strengthened for them. And that we will see as a way of growing the church.
Thank you, sir. Radio Ghana wishes you all the best in your new appointment. The government has secured $240 million to facilitate work on the child and maternal block at the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. An additional 11 million Ghana cedis was also made available in this year's national budget to augment work on the same project, which started in 1974. The Minister of Health, Alban Bagbin, who disclosed this at a familiarization visit to the hospital, has directed the contractor to move to site as soon as possible. Radio Ghana News networking all the 10 regions coming up. President Ward of Senegal, OK's election runoff, and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urges Angolan government to distribute all wealth evenly.